It's important that when you win those games, and I think that gives the lads an extra spring in their step and a great game to look forward to in terms of Newcastle United, unbeaten and winning game after game and carrying all before them. But for us, it's a brilliant game to look forward to go there and show that, you know, we're a decent team at Blackburn Rovers, and it's a game that we certainly feel, if we're at our best, we're capable of getting a positive result.
Just touching on Danny Graham, obviously he's back in the fold after injury, scored two goals last weekend. Are you now looking to him, and I know he's been out with injury, but to be consistent and show performances that he can be a complete striker on a more regular basis?
Well, Danny Graham is. Danny Graham's a wonderful striker, as we know, and you're right to say that he's been blighted by injury, and that's the important part. If we can, you know, keep Danny healthy, as hopefully as we can with Sam Gallagher and Marvin Emnes now, who's trained today and hopefully will be available for the squad for the weekend. Anthony Stokes training very well and part of that as well. So we have natural goal scorers at the club, and Danny Graham's already shown throughout his career that he can score goals, and again, he looked out with his goals. I thought he played very well. His performance level, him and Sam looked very good together, and the other defences, the other teams will know that they're going to have to be at their best to cope with the quality that we have. So that augurs well for us moving forward. And I think the key, and you've asked it in your question, is that we try and make sure that we keep Danny, you know, healthy and fit. You know, he's always hungry for goals. That's the type of mentality he has. But he led the line really well, and young Gallagher really benefits from that type of player with him.
And in terms of other injuries within the squad, the likes of Danny Guthrie and Gordon Greer, how are you looking?
They're better than what they were last week. I think Saturday's probably going to come too quickly for them. But I would hope that we'd certainly have both available for next weekend. So I think, you know, they are improving on a daily basis, but I think Saturday will probably be too soon for both.
And no return to Newcastle for Danny?
Well, I mean, I think he'll still be there. I mean, he'd love to be out there because he's played very well for us. And it was an innocuous knock that he took. Having said that, we will give them up to the last minute. So as we speak just now, I'm saying they're doubtful, not totally ruled them out, but it would make everything we need to fall into place for them to be available for Saturday.
And this week, Martin Samuelson's returned to West Ham. He's cut short his season-long loan. What's happened there?
Well, he never cut it short. I cut it short. And it was very simple. Martin's a lovely young man, a very talented player. And I think there was pressure from his family that probably felt through to Martin that he should be starting every week in our team. And we had a really good chat about it. And I just, you know, told him very honestly that, you know, I can't guarantee with any player that they're going to start every week. It's a fair fight for them all to be in the team. And with that in mind, I also stress as well that we only want players that want to be at Blackburn Rovers, that want to be a part of what we're doing. So I had a good chat with him, and we just both felt it'd be in his interest to be back at West Ham, playing some games in the under-23s, which he can do until January, and then, you know, kick on from there. So I do believe that in time, you know, Martin's going to have a very good career, a very talented player. But he's also, I think there's an element when young players have also got to understand as well that, you know, we operate in probably the fifth, sixth best league in Europe. So, I mean, you're playing against quality internationals here every week, and there's no given for anybody, regardless of where you come from, that you automatically go into that team. So we wish him well. As I say, a lovely lad, still got a very good relationship with West Ham, and really that was the whole story.